Perth originally, but now lives in Naarm in Melbourne. But she let out a sneaky secret that she created this during lockdown, and she was actually in a studio in, I think, Collingwood, that was essentially a dungeon with no window. But she created this from memory of her home back in Cottesloe. So that was a really important moment for her, and we're really lucky that it's in our collection.
We're not anticipating that your students all take up stitching, but certainly the kind of mark making, the layered mark making, would work beautifully with oil pastels, chalk pastels, watercolour pencils, anything like that, where you manage to create this chromatic shift. So an exercise perhaps where you dampen the paper, work with watercolour pencils in a particular hue. So you take a colour range and you only use the pencil colours within that colour range and cover the entire piece of paper by mark making, repeating the same type of mark across an entire page. And then you exhibit them all. And that could be inspired by the times of the day or something even just completely abstract. Because we're competing in here with that incredible soundtrack too, which I think is a beautiful example of just how this is a biennial, as Jose has said, that is not just seen, but one that is heard and one that is felt. This idea of experience is really critical to the inner sanctum. Let's go on through, straight through to Gallery 9, and you'll see a large, long work on a platform. We can stand on a plinth, we can stand around that. Let's start up this end, actually. I've told you to stand around here, and now I'm changing my directions. Come up here. I think I've just done what I think most of your students would do when they come into this room. My gut tells me that it's the work of Marriquette Santiago that will really draw students in. Marriquette Santiago is of Filipino heritage, and her Filipino animist ancestry, as well as her Catholicism, intersect in her work. The Catholic religion is incredibly virulent in the Philippines, to the point where Filipino people often refer to their experience of stigmata. So during Easter in particular, there'll be parades in the street in downtown Manila of people who are experiencing stigmata of being kind of crucified. At the same time that Catholicism has taken stronghold since colonisation, inherently kind of animist beliefs are also a really fundamental part of Tagalog culture. And we see those references here in the work of Marriquette Santiago, where she brings in these fantastic kind of creatures alongside some more traditional, perhaps Christian references. Her work is a collaboration with her family. She has three children. They're all depicted here. And her work invariably depicts her husband and her three kids, to the point where she actually includes, and you can see them here for those of you that are close, the drawings of her children in her work. So it's a direct collaboration. I've got classroom ideas already about how you might ask your students to go home and to involve various members of the family or the community in the art making, and then to bring the work back. As you can see, she's committed to this incredibly kind of virtuosic figurative painting, but at the same time, she undoes her own technique. Students will find this really challenging. I know the dilemma you face in those students who wish for technical virtuosity and who are too afraid to mess it up. That's why they need to see the work of Marriquette Santiago. She would not be in this biennial if she only created images like this. It is the push and pull between the doing and the undoing that makes her work so significant. You will have noticed that these works are actually made on found cardboard boxes or sheets of cardboard. on in, lovely people. You'll have a little bit of time when we come back out to explore before we make our way downstairs. And just to remember that the education resource includes the focus on how many artists in the end? Yeah, there's six key opportunities to dive deep. But you can also, of course, supplement with some of the collection conversations that are happening. So we are, look at you all. I know I love you all like squinting. You're looking west. You're looking into the Western Light, and this is the brightest that this work is. This is a work by Jessica Lachlan. Ezzy, tell us about this work.
So Jess and Jose had worked together on a show at UNSW Galleries. Was it a touring show? Not sure now.
No, I don't think so.
But solo. And so they had a long history, like many of the artists, working together. And I remember going to visit a private collector that Jess had done a commission for. And with Jess and Jose, we were on a site visit, but we hadn't really explained to Jess what we wanted to do. And she almost, well, she said, "Why are you kidnapping me? What are we doing here? What do you want?" sort of thing. And at that point,